Benz Hashem continued with Shmir Salosh and Shar Tavuna in Perik Aleph Shinra 127. We're discussing Ma'unosei Shel Odom Bo'ilam Hazeh. What is a person's profession in this world? Yasa Atzmai Ki'ilem. Make yourself like a mute. And we discussed and explained yesterday that a person should try to train himself. That I'm not going to speak for 30 seconds. You say, 30 seconds? I could do that. That's what's the big deal. Fine, you know what? If you can do 30 seconds, go to a minute. You know you're going somewhere? Train yourself. Not just when there's davar asr. Because the Chafetz Chaim told us yesterday, if you only refrain from speaking when it's a davar asr, it's not going to work. Because you're morgul, you are accustomed to speaking all the time. You ever drive somewhere just because, you know, that's the way you wake up. You go somewhere, you drive to Shachris, whatever it might be, or wherever you're driving to the store. Then you realize, wait a minute, what am I doing driving here? I'm not just going this direction, but you're morgul. You're accustomed to going that direction. The Chafetz Chaim is teaching us, accustom yourself not to speak. Not to speak when you don't have to speak. Another point he says like this. What does it mean, make yourself like a mute? Oid nucha loima. Shekeva nakosuf. The pasuk is coming to teach us a very important message in regards to fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu, she'etzayir b'nafshoi. Person should picture in his mind. Ilu chas v'sholom nishtatek b'diburai. Let's say a person with chas v'sholom loses his ability to speak. Something happens. These things happen sometimes. People have these issues that come up and they're not able to speak for a certain amount of time. I don't mean laryngitis. I mean like something more serious. A person should envision, picture the scene if Rachman Litzlan, they lost the ability to speak. V'nilu kol roifei iroi l'rafois oisoi michalyoi. And all the doctors of his city, all the professionals, they come and they try to heal this person, but unfortunately they were not successful. Uba roifi echad godol, one expert, an ENT, a throat specialist, he comes along, and he heals this person from this inability to speak. And this was going on for weeks. Bechina, and he does it for free. To top it all off. Logic would dictate that you are going to have a tremendous love for this person. A tremendous love for this person. He healed you, no one else is able to heal you. And now, in order to appreciate what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, you have to realize, you have to really picture this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koyach of imagination to be able to use it in these scenarios. Now, I will tell you, in my case, some of you know the story where my left eye around, I don't know, 10 years ago, it was stopped working for a short amount of time. But I'm telling you, I opened my eye and it was just kaleidoscope. You know those things that, you know, move around like this? It was prisms.
And lights, with the bright lights.
It was everything. It was lights. It was flying things. It was, and I was just, first I cleaned my glasses. I'm like, I went back to sit down to learn. Then I cleaned, it didn't work. I cleaned my eyes, you know, put some water by my eyes. So I sit back to learn again. Then I'm thinking, am I imagining this? Cover my left eye, cover my right eye. My right eye is working, my left. We're not getting into the whole story now. Imagine the same thing with the person's voice. And then the doctor is merap at the person. He heals the person. There'll be a burning love of appreciation for this doctor. The Yiroi sois ahava avosoi halkoi varov dahina shiyorotzachola shiitzaveyu. You know what's going to happen? You're going to have inside of you a burning desire to express your love, your appreciation, your akaras hatoiv for what this doctor did for you. Anything he says, and he's not going to ask too much, but anything he might ask of you, you're going to run bezrizus with alacrity B'simcha. Oh, I have a chance to show him a karas atayif, to show him appreciation. Well, I'll call panu at the very least. V'vade lo yoyis b'shum pamlis lahasris b'diburei neged roifei nemon zeh. Could you imagine the scene? Imagine this doctor healed each and every one of us privately from this machala, this illness. Imagine the doctor starts talking and you start interrupting him. You start making fun of him with the same voice that he gave back to you. Could you imagine that? The word chutzpah doesn't begin to fit into the proper sentence of what this disgusting behavior is. That's the mashal. I think we all understand the nimshal. Keinu b'nenei namamish. Habayri yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech malachi hamlochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zikahu lo'odom. He gave a person a gift. He gave him the power of speech. He elevated him above all creatures. Kidei sheyuchel liskoyz bezeh li'olam hanitzchi b'toyva mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this power of speech and elevated us over every other creature in the world in order to merit, to earn Olam Haba through Torah and mitzvahs. That's why Hashem gave us the Koyach HaDibur. U'sha'odom oivre b'loshoynei kamameis pamam al diburum asurim. And when a person uses that gift of speech hundreds and hundreds of times throughout the day to brazenly act against Hashem's Ratzon. I don't know about you, but right now saying these words makes me feel dirty. Makes me feel disgusting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me this mouth to use in a positive way. And if I'm using it in the wrong way, or of course right now giving the shiur, there's no nisayon here. But when the nisayon comes, and for me to fail the nisayon, it's disgusting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, talk in a nice way. Don't forget I'm here. Don't speak Lashon Hara. Yes, that person might have done something wrong to you. But if you speak Lashon Hara, you're forgetting I'm the one in charge. And for a person to use that voice that Hashem gave us, He healed us. He gave it to us. To use that to attack Hashem, that's attacking Hashem. We were all shaking our heads before. Imagine contradicting the doctor, degrading the doctor. We felt like, oh, what a disgusting human being that person is. That's what it's like when a person speaks Lashon Hara. U'sha'odom oivir b'loshoyne kamameis pamam al diburim asurim. Min hadin hu shi'itakel milulule yavor zeh. It would be befitting for this person that his speech, his ability to speak, should be removed as a punishment for attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And that he should wake up in the morning and he should not have the ability to speak anymore. That's you're misusing it. Why do you deserve it? Ach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv rachamov hu marech apayalov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his tremendous mercy, he gives the person the ability to have speech again and again and again. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts in us. Hashem believes in us. What does it mean Hashem believes in us? Ulai. Maybe. Hashem hopes. Yashuv me'avoynoi. Maybe the person will stop speaking Lashon Hara. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to speak again and again and again. That alone should give us tremendous chizuk. Because you know who believes in us? Hashem believes in us. That we can do the right thing. We can do the right thing and not speaking which is asr. That should give us tremendous chizuk. That's when a person should make himself like an ilim, not to speak dvar masur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't use your mouth incorrectly.